As bombing raids continue over Afghanistan, just across the border in Pakistan, there's intense activity to assemble a government in waiting. Assuming the Taliban falls, among those who want seats in Afghanistan's new regime are the old Mujahideen commanders. These Afghan fighters ousted the Soviets in the early 90s, but were in turn driven from their homeland into exile by the Taliban forces. Now they want to go home, but many obstacles remain. NPR's John Burnett reports from the border city of Peshawar, Pakistan.
As Pakistan's major gateway to Afghanistan, Peshawar is a city awash with smugglers, refugees, exiles, and schemers. It's only natural that in the past 2 weeks of war, there's been feverish politicking here over who will join Afghanistan's transitional government. Most of it is secret. But yesterday, a group of exiled Mujahideen commanders met openly for the first time. They were the Shura, or Council, of Afghanistan's eastern border province of Nangarhar. Their objective? Help drive out the Taliban by any means. One by one, the old commanders, their girths rounded by exile, but their eyes still hard from combat, stood and spoke to their comrades. Let us do away with our factions and differences, said one. Now come to our table and accept one another. Let us come together under Islam and become one Afghan people. Magnanimous language for sure, but its application will be difficult. The 4.5 years during which the Mujahideen ruled Afghanistan, between the Soviet defeat in 1992 and the Taliban takeover in 1996, were marked by corruption and violent infighting. At the time, Afghans welcomed the Taliban for driving out these Mujahideen warlords and restoring order. But on this balmy fall morning, the 150 or so commanders seemed in a mood to bury the hatchet. If worse comes to worse, we'll go and fight them, said Haji Zaman, a former top commander who hosted Thursday's gathering. When the time comes, we'll talk about weapons, he said. But now we're just trying to negotiate. Not all of the Taliban support terrorism. There are brothers who we can reason with. There's no indication the United States or Pakistan has asked these former guerrilla leaders to intervene with the Taliban. Haji Zaman did say, however, that he recently went to Rome to meet with aides to exiled Afghan King Zahir Shah to discuss power sharing. The Mujahideen sat in rented chairs in a sunny courtyard, with bougainvillea spilling over brick walls and guards shouldering Kalashnikovs at the entrance. The old fighters with their bushy beards and woolen caps broke for a traditional lunch of rice and an oily stew of meat and potatoes. They ate with unleavened bread as utensils and sat cross-legged on rugs. This group has nothing to do with the Northern Alliance, a guerrilla army of former Afghan fighters from a different ethnic group who also call themselves Mujahideen. They're engaging the Taliban from the north. But like the Northern Alliance, the Mujahideen in Peshawar contend the U.S. and British military cannot succeed alone. Taliban is only Taliban to the U.S. and the foreign world. To us, they're nothing, says a former commander named Haji Mullah Jan. Stop the U.S. bombing and let us enter Afghanistan. You'll see. We know every inch of the country. You'll see how easily we can flush them out. That, however, is unlikely. The CIA is reportedly not interested in supporting one ethnic guerrilla faction over another in its attempts to rout the Taliban. What's more, few Afghans want the Mujahideen to enter the fray, says Rahimullah Yousafzai, a Pakistani journalist and Afghanistan expert. He says Afghans well remember the calamitous rule of the Mujahideen.
These commanders or their men, they set up these checkpoints on the roads where young men with guns would stop passengers, take away their money, and sometimes they would also take away girls and boys. So they became very unpopular. People used to hate them.
One Mujahideen commander responded with a smile, "It's not that we are good, but the Taliban are worse." John Burnett, NPR News, Peshawar, Pakistan.